We are.
Yep, we used to do a podcast back in the day.
We sure did. One point in time or another.
Long story short, it's weird because people hit us up about doing it again, and like they're a fan or whatever. And I'm like, you guys are still watching this shit? What the fuck?
Apparently, I get stuff all the time, man.
Yeah.
Notice what I'm smoking?
What is that a cigarette?
It is a cannabis cigarette. It's the hemp variety of CBD.
Allegedly.
Well, no, this is for real. I actually bought some CBD marijuana for pain. And what did I say? You know what? Fuck it. I'll try it
Huh.
out. I'll try it out.
I didn't think that was legal down by you.
Delta 8 is legal.
Oh.
So it has less than what the fuck is going on out there?
It's pretend weed.
It's Delta 8, so it's like one molecule different than Delta 9.
The fuck is Delta 9?
What the fuck are you doing, dog? Jesus Christ.
Thank be professional.
Delta, so sorry about that. Delta 9 is the actual marijuana. So that's the non-hemp, the THC marijuana.
So
Delta
Delta
8.
9, no go. Delta 8, good to go.
Delta, good to go. Delta 8, smokable flower form, has less than 0.3% of THC in it, but it's real high in CBD content. And I gotta tell you, it works. When my back tightens up at the end of the day and I smoke a little and fuck, man, it takes the pain away. It just dulls it. It's nice. So
Excuse me.
anyway, I bought an ounce of this flower from Oregon, and they gave me a free pack of smokes with it. Hey, Plain Janes. So I've been smoking these little cigarettes every now and then, and probably should have had a fake beer too. You could have said, "What fuck, Tank? You're drinking again and smoking cigarettes? Jesus."
Well, you know.
Back to my bad ways. So anyway, we've had a hiatus from podcasting.
Well, we have, and that's, it's one of those deals, man. We always said the podcast was all in fun.
Right.
We weren't trying to be famous. We weren't trying to make money. We weren't trying to be somebody. We were just fucking talking shit and trying to highlight people.
Yeah, started out talking to our friends and people got in contact with us. And then next
Yeah.
thing you know, we're on fucking Biker TV on Sundays, sitting in a panel of people from around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Biker. Yeah.
I mean, so they tried to make us mainstream. We probably could have gone along for the ride, but we didn't want to get subsumed by it, you know?
What are they doing now?
I don't know. I really
Me
don't,
neither.
I'm out of the game.
Yep.
But I don't think we've lost our chops. It took us a long way to find ourselves to where we're at now doing the podcasting. Remember in the beginning, we were pretty fucking rigid, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at all the guys we came up with, or the guys that were before us and during us and whatever.
Yeah.
They had this agenda. They had that agenda. They had this platform, that platform. They had all sorts of plans and ideas, and they all tried to do it a certain way.
And some tried to use us to add likes to their page, right?
Well, when you're creating content, you gotta, it's a constant hustle,
It's
you
pretty
know?
cutthroat. It is d daily, sometimes many times a day.
Yeah, I mean, you're constantly trying to figure out how to keep people's attention in a day and age where, there's
Everybody's
four or five
got
apps on your
these.
phone that are trying to get your attention. So
Oh
how
yeah.
to,
Oh yeah.
So how do you get attention? You know what I mean? So yeah. And we were just like, yeah, we'll do it. We don't care. You know, you want us on your podcast to talk about the end of the world? Okay, great. You want to talk about this, that, and the other thing? Okay, great. You know?
Yeah, we're not the guys to talk about that next chrome gewgaw though to put on your fucking bike.
Yeah, I mean, hey, everybody needs a stick, right? Everybody's got to have their thing.
Yeah.
And your thing is pipping products or, you know, doing reviews for sponsors. Well, then that's your thing.
Or like one very well known one who gets caught in the thirst traps, got the body to prove it, and give them what they want.
Hey,
Plenty
you
of
know,
flesh.
sex sells,
It
you know.
does. It does.
What are
It
you gonna do?
does. What
What
are
are
you
you gonna
gonna
do?
do? Talking back in the day though, and I'm talking back in our original podcast, that initial 10 that we shot. No, it was six. We did 1 through 6 in 10 days, if I remember.
Yep.
And then I went down to Florida. My dad died, and I came up for his funeral, and we did another 4.
And then COVID happened.
And then COVID, yeah, that happened all right then. Yeah, and then it, and away we go. But in that initial 6, no, 8, that shot that we had when I came back from my dad's funeral, we had one with a club member, number 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
That guy. Who's now in
Brother
an urn.
Gopher, yeah.
Brother Gopher.
Here we are talking about another brother. I think Pops was 13, 15,
Something like that.
and then we had a tribute to him and talking about him and his death, talking about Chop's death, another club brother. Now here we are talking about Gopher.
Three guys in 2 years.
Yeah. Had a hell of a presidency, man.
Oh, it's been fun.
Is that the word you're going to use?
Yep.
Gopher was unique, though, man. Brother Gopher was one of a kind.
Yeah.
One of a kind. He liked his weed.
He really did like his weed.
He liked
Delta
it a
Nine, I
lot.
believe, is what it was.
He liked Delta
Delta
9, yeah.
Nine. Yeah. Full flavor.
Full flavored, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got him on a podcast when we did the house party. We did a marathon session, you and I, and then we
Yep.
podcasted for 5 hours straight.
Episode 36, him and fucking Oli.
Him and fucking 35, 30, 36, yeah, him and Ole. That was part of a 4-part series that we had. Maybe 5, I can't remember.
And they were stoned to the gills.
Yeah, they had just picked up some
Barbecued.
that day had picked up some new weed. And for those of you who don't know, it's somebody who's a habitual smoker and you smoke every day. Let's say you get an ounce of weed and they smoke it, it builds up a resistance. So it gets you really high the first time. And then by the time you get down to the bottom part of the weed, of that ounce that you're smoking through, your body doesn't get as high off of it. And they had just re-upped to a new variety that day, if I remember.
It was they were retarded.
Well, a fly had landed on the table, or maybe it was a bug or a spider. It was a bug, right?
It was something.
Yeah, and they were gone. They were gonzo.
Yeah, it we lost him at that point.
Yeah.
There was a bug on the table, so it is what
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah, well, that's kind of summed up Gopher right there, I mean, yeah. I don't want to talk about Gopher anymore.
Well, you know, I said it at his celebration of life or his eulogy. The thing about Gopher is he never said no. When the BIC asked him to do something, he never said no.
That's very true.
Ever.
Everything, everything, ever. You're right.
Never said no.
Yeah.
He almost died. Well, he damn near died on the last ride we had.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say no to going on it.
Yeah. fact, he had to be brought back to the clubhouse.
Yep. He
Yep.
pushed himself to the very end for this club.
Yep. Throwing up in a can right there, right in a bucket right by the couch in our his last open house.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
A month later,
Yeah. Well, when he went home from the hospital, they gave him 2 weeks, and he was 2 weeks and a day.
yep.
Two
And then a
weeks and
month
a day.
later, one of our club brothers lost his wife.
Club brother's old lady.
Yep.
Yeah, that just happened too. I mean, the wound is still fresh on that one.
December 1st.
Yeah, that happened the day before his celebration of life, Sarah, party.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a run. We've kind of been surrounded by death.
Yeah, that's true. But that's just the order of life, I guess.
Yeah. So, you make any headway on your road can yet?
Nope.
You've had nice weather up there.
Yeah, we have, but I'm lazy and busy. So,
Yeah, eulogies,
yeah.
celebration of life,
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get people out of their PJs and fucking get out of the house type shit.
Yeah, you guys are in that cocooning time up there, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I
down
mean,
here, go ahead, go ahead.
well, I was gonna say, down here it's or up here or whatever, it's like 50 degrees. And for Christmas Eve, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
But at the same time, it was 17 the other day.
Yeah.
So
It gets down to like below 50 and people go crazy down here.
I haven't fired up the snowblower yet, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a plus. See, you always got to find the pluses,
Right. So no, I'm not in a hurry to get the Road King on the road because, well, I know that in a few months, that's when it's time to get the Road King on the road.
Yeah,
I
still.
got a few more months where it's going to be shitty.
Yeah, so I meant you might just be getting a late kickoff to it,
Well, I mean, that's the Midwest for you.
Yeah, that's very true. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the normal down here. I get out and I get to ride.
Today it's 50 raining, and tomorrow it's going to be, negative six and snowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple weeks back, I was riding down a side road and a gator was right off to the side of the road and it looked at me and I looked at it and we met eyes as I went by and I was like, that was really cool. That was really cool. He's about 5, 6 feet away from me, just vroom, zinging by. Hello, Mr. Gator. Got a
You know,
coyote. How about a coyote snatch somebody's puppy?
really
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
crazy.
That was right broad daylight. So it's like a big, like I said, it's a game of Jumanji down here. You just never know. You never know.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is deer. You know what I mean?
We
The
have deer
warm
down here.
fucking voices.
Some guy on a bike, like last month, some guy on a bike hit a deer just a little north of here and died.
Really? I didn't even know
Yeah.
Florida had deers.
They're smaller, but this was a good size. It was a buck, but
Wow.
they're a little smaller, but they do have deer. Yeah. The gator's got to eat something.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even know you guys had deer down in Florida.
There's everything down here. I mean, just everything. I saw a coral snake, off in the water, and that was about a month and a half ago. That was cool.
Nice.
They're very venomous, but they're not aggressive at all, so you don't have to worry about them. Not that I would, but I mean, it doesn't suck.
Yeah. So the Biker's Lifestyle podcast is now all about animals, and we're going to talk about nature.
Well, we were into cooking there for a while, so
We were into cooking, which brings me to my next point. I was challenged in a steak cook-off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who was stupid enough to do that?
Our smoker brother.
Oh, well, he's gonna lose.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. If there's one thing I can do, it's make a good steak. I take pride in it. I have a technique. I do a thing.
You do.
Fuck you. Fuck your mother. I can make a good steak.
You made
That's all there
one
is
of
to it.
you made one for me for my 60th birthday. It's one of the best I ever had.
There you go. And I was making other shit on top of it. That wasn't even a focal point. It was just something I threw together. But people challenge me. They forget.
Yeah,
All right.
would you challenge him to a smoking competition? No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
But you're going to smoke a steak? All right. Cool. Smoke your steak. I'll make it my way. So that's going on.
How is he going to achieve the Maillard reaction?
Your guess is as good as mine.
He's going to have to sear that. She's going to smoke it and sear it, or sear it and smoke it, one of the two.
Well, I had to explain what a reverse sear was to him, so.
Oh, that's the best way to cook the steak. They don't shrink as much when you do it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
Got a little bit of
this
the vid.
is just it's 50 degrees outside, so the temperature changed, so now my face is full of mucus. Fun fact. Who is even listening to this anymore, you know, at this point?
It's a good question. There's people that are still contacting.
I know, right? Like, it's like we don't even talk about motorcycles half the time. We're talking about like mucus and steak and you know what I mean?
Have you seen some of the podcasts out there?
I have. I
Yeah.
have.
Or heard them? I mean, come on. This is like excellent content compared to some of those.
What's Sosa Ghost been up to?
I don't know, man. I again out of the game. I mean, he's hogging all the fans probably like he has been in the past.
Wow, he's crushing it. He's doing a good job.
Hey, do you remember those Janus motorcycles we talked about?
Yeah.
I saw a guy. I've seen him twice now in Sarasota. He's riding around on one of those Halocyon 450s. And he's got a leather helmet with the leather goggles and shit when he rides around on it. Probably looks like he's in his early 20s, but he's all into steampunk or something. But I see him out there bebopping around on that thing. That's pretty cool.
Remind the people what Janus motorcycles are.
Janus Motorcycles, they made motorcycles, well, modern cycles now, I think in Ohio or Indiana, and they look like something back from the early 1920s, like a Harley retro. So,
So kind of like a Royal Enfield type theme to them.
yeah, I mean, almost, God, back before that, the old, like I said, the old Harley type, when you think of one of the first V twins that they made.
Right.
So, yeah, Janus, JANUS, Janus Motorcycles.
Not a sponsor.
No, well, nobody's a sponsor, and we've been at, and you know what? The Fleshlight people have never gotten back to us.
You know, how the fuck do we not have a sponsor by now?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we would have to try.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Would take motivation, and we don't operate that way.
No, we don't.
If
That
we
brings me
were.
up to Squarespace. If you're starting a online business, Squarespace is the best. But no, I'm kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Promo code Bikers Lifestyle Podcast. Hit up Mental
Yeah.
Shade for all your shade that you need for your motorcycle.
Had a person move in over the summer and down here into my park area over the summer.
Yeah.
And I just followed him out yesterday, and his back patch said "Booze Fighters, Florida."
Cool.
I didn't know they had a chapter here, but it was nice to see one of the original MC, MC patches.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
Shout out to Wino Willie, by the
absolutely.
way.
But
Who's dead, but
yeah, he was, that was a long time ago.
it sure was.
Sure. But Sturgis Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, right there, yeah.
So
That seems kind of like opposite of what you'd want for a biker, right? Have a Hall of Fame, a biker Hall of Fame. I know
well,
somebody who's in there.
who?
Tony Pan Sanfilippo.
Really?
Tony Pan, yeah, he was inducted a few years back, yeah.
And he's still alive.
Tony? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to work for Huppie and Abraham.
Huh?
He used to work for Huppie and Abraham. He was one of their biker advocates, And his old lady, she rides a lot. She just did the motorcycle cannonball run this past fall.
From where to where?
I think it started somewhere on the East Coast, and it might have been Washington, D.C. where it started. And went across to, I think, either San Francisco or, yeah, coast to coast. She just did it. She's like
Wow.
70, in her early 70s, and yeah, out there. And
That's awesome.
she rode from Wisconsin out to Washington, D.C., and then went cross country and then back. So I'd like to take a trip like that.
Yeah, me too.
You got that JOB thing.
Yeah, jobs, yeah, they get funny when you say, hey, I gotta leave for like 2 weeks to go ride motorcycles across the country.
Well, you can do it like they did in Office Space. Like, I just stopped going. Like, I decided I didn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Won't they stop paying you? I don't know.
You've been missing a lot of work there, Dirty.
Yeah,
I would
I would
say I've
say
been missing it.
I've been missing it. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, yeah, we've been in a little bit of hiatus. We really haven't had much to say. Not like we have much to say about the shit now, because I mean, it's all been done, right?
Well, it started becoming like regurgitated bullshit, man. Like,
Well,
you got the biker news aspect of it, and I'm not going to talk about other clubs and what they've got going on.
right.
I don't care if it's on the internet already or in the newspaper. For all our younger viewers, there used to be things called newspapers, and they were paper, and they would tell you what was going on. It's like an analog Google. Anyways, but yeah, I just, what do we talk about? Everything's already
Yeah.
been talked about.
Yeah.
That biker movie, the, what's the name of that biker movie that was
The
supposed to
bike
come out?
the bikers.
Is that the Bike Riders? The bike,
The bike riders. Yeah, getting released in
whatever.
June next year, or June, is it?
June.
Yeah, I'm looking
Yeah,
forward to
because
that
Disney
actually.
dropped it and then somebody picked it up and they're going to release it in June of 2024. And it's like one of those, it's about a club, but it's not about another club. And they changed it just enough to not to whatever, blah, blah, blah. But
We know whose story it is.
it's about the outlaws.
Yeah.
Anyways, Motorcycle Club in Chicago. Oh, yeah, who could that be? I don't
I
know.
want gee, I wonder who.
Got a skull and two lightning bolts. Yeah, weird. Anyways. Well, we should get some more people wanting to come around us after that movie drops.
I would
Hopefully
imagine
how it
so.
works.
It'll cause a new wave,
Will.
It will. I mean, you know how that goes.
Hey, we're always going to sell some motorcycles and
Well, they better. And I don't necessarily think the electric is the way to go.
No.
I mean, I got a buddy of mine, known him for years out in Massachusetts. He's actually buying an electric truck.
The Tesla truck, the Cybertruck.
No, that thing looks like it's out of Mad Max, doesn't it?
Have you seen the video where they raced a Porsche?
No, I guess they're silly fast.
So they raced a Porsche, like new GT3 or whatever the fuck it was, some form.
Yeah.
And the Cybertruck raced it and beat it. And then they expanded the view. The Cybertruck was pulling the exact same Porsche on a trailer when he raced the other Porsche. So technically, the Porsche that was on the trailer beat the Porsche that the truck was racing.
Wow. It's kind of funny. So he has a Porsche and he's selling it to buy this electric. He probably watched the commercial.
Probably.
Yeah, I guess that he's got the whatever new Ford electric truck. They said it's silly fast. Just silly
Well, it's
fast.
instant torque. It's electric vehicles aren't fast, they're quick.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's say that Porsche is capable of 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Chances are the Cybertruck's not going to do 200 miles an hour, but it will do like 120, but it can do it like that
Like that, yeah.
right away. So it'll get there, but it's going to run out of steam
Yeah, well,
or energy.
he could end
It'll
up
run
killing.
transmission.
He could end up killing himself. I years back in the day, he had a Mustang GT50 with all the bells and whistles and the Flowmasters and Jesus Christ, I remember outrunning it in the passenger seat in that thing, and we blew by a Massachusetts State Trooper and at about 145 miles an hour.
Going wicked fast.
Yeah, we could piss it fast. Yeah, he never followed us because by the time he would get in the car and get going, we would already been 10 miles away, you know. We were moving, but yeah, he drove that one into a light pole. No, stop a stoplight stand, and he was actually spit out the back window.
Wow.
Yeah, and you've seen the size of those back windows, they're not that big. He had his CD tuner, his faceplate in his hand. He was reaching up for it, and that was still in his hand when the paramedics found him.
Wow.
So I get this phone call. And go to the emergency room. Like every bit of his family was away for the weekend. His girlfriend was at work. They get me because I was the roommate. And doctor calls me into the emergency room. He's like, "Hey man, you want to come see something?" I'm like, "Sure." He's like, "That's the back of your buddy's brain right there." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "He had split cut his head open and split it open, and the skull was slightly split, and you could just see in there." He's lucky he didn't kill himself. Yeah. So anyway, he's getting an electric truck, which is really, really quick.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, what are you going
What are you gonna do?
to do? Oh, fuck.
Oh, which brings us to our next sponsor, Alpha Brain. When you have a fogged up head because it's been split open in the back because you drive like an asshole, Alpha Brain, get it at stores.
Isn't that the stuff Joe Rogan's into? Okay.
Well, we're just goofing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to do podcasts when you're busy dealing with the world. You know what I mean?
Well, I gotta say, September, October, November, towards the end of September, when I was still up there, the club life was coming at us fast and furious.
It hasn't eased up.
And it hasn't eased up since, no. And all it entails, right? So yeah, it's kind of hard to do a podcast. It's always been an afterthought, like what we're going to say anyway. But I mean, it sounds like we'll get a little bit back into it. Maybe throw some shit out there, and
Yeah, we could check in with some past guests,
yeah, I think we should. I
see what
think we
they've got
should.
going on.
Yeah.
Were you telling me once upon a time that Brad the Biker and the Garage Monkey or Priest Monkey or whatever the fuck his name was were having a beef?
They were, yeah. Yep. I guess he was talking some shit about Brian the Biker, and Brian the Biker didn't like that. So that's about all I know about it. I watched a couple episodes, just some, I don't know. You know how it goes, the male posturing, the call you out on the bullshit.
Isn't there enough fucking bullshit JP Cycle fucking sponsors for everybody.
Yeah,
You know
no
what I mean?
shit. Yeah, no shit.
Nobody sends us free shit.
No, 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 no. We've gotten a lot of free shit
Well, yeah, from fans, but I mean,
from
like,
fans, but no sponsor, no.
yeah, what the hell, man? I mean, Fleshlight people won't talk to us.
And
The
here's
Kid
the
Rock
thing.
people won't talk to us.
We would be good spokesmen for them, and we promise that when we go to endorse the product, we'll leave all the fucks and shits out.
Well,
We'll edit
maybe.
them out. We'll
Yeah,
edit them
we'll
out. We'll
beep
edit
them.
it. We'll
Yeah,
beep them. Yeah, yeah. We'll still say them, but
we're gonna
we'll beep
say
them.
them, but yeah. Fuck.
Goddamn fuck. Chet. There, I feel better. Hey, they say this is a sign of intelligence, those people that swear a lot. So
Is that what they say?
I don't know. Who the fuck is they? I never understood that either.
Probably people that swear a lot trying to sound smart.
Probably.
You know,
Probably.
people that swear a lot, they're actually smarter because fuck.
Well, I saw it on the internet, so it must be true. You know, it's just like that internet, you know, the internet quiz, you know, you remember those from back in the day come by. If you get, you know, 9 out of 10, you have an IQ of 3 million.
Hey, did I freeze up?
You did, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah,
I
you
don't know what's
froze
happening
up.
with that.
You're still froze, man.
Oh, I don't know how to unfreeze it.
Well, maybe it'll catch up to itself.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or
Well,
we can just call it a day and leave it at that.
yeah.
It's actually quite a good, it's a good still of you. We can make this a meme and people can put caption shit, you know, as to what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's that say? We're all mad here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's perfect. I tell you what, that eternal flame though makes that our colors look a little orangey.
No, it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, well, let's call this a day and watch for some stuff coming out from us. We've got some things planned. Or not planned, or whatever the hell we do. I don't know.
Well, this is the podcast that sort of gets us going again, and maybe we'll come and talk to some people and have, you know, old school moments where it's the podcast of old, where we check in to see what other people are doing.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll see what happens. We'll get in touch with some people and call and take it from there. How's that?
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to re-release those Gopher episodes. Keep an eye out on those for the fourth, maybe then two at this point in time. We probably
Well,
lost
maybe
them.
we'll do something at the end of this video, a little memorial for him.
Yeah, we could do that. There's some voodoo pictures in there or something too.
Yep.
Either way, all right, brother. I'll talk to you soon. You're still frozen on this end, let me tell you.
Yeah, it is
So
what it is.
it is what it is. So I even did the old tag phrase. What was that? Thanks for watching, and remember, the most dangerous part of your motorcycle is the nut that connects the seat to the handlebars. Peace.
Oh, hey. Well, you know what Brother Gopher would say? Don't be a dick.
No, it's don't be a douche.
Was it that?
Yeah, I think it was don't be a douche. Watch episode 8, and he talks about that.
Okay. Pretty sure it's don't be a dick.
Okay, cool. We got
Well,
something there.
we'll find out.
We'll find out. All right, later.
Yep.
Rolling up Uber black Cadillac, high heel boots and a sexy body full of tats. Baby's bad, oh baby's hella bad. After her there ain't no coming back. Wanna take a run at that. I think she's feeling me, turn it up a few degrees. My imagination of her body gets the best of me. Oh gosh, she's such a tease, bitten lips, bruised knees. I'm addicted to her, need her touching me. Cause she got a bad little waist and we tearing down this place. Off the liquor that we chase, Casamigos to the face. Baby, I don't need no space, coming closer for a taste. And I'll show you how I make it. Everything just fade away, cause she's like sex, drugs, cocaine, body so insane. Jealous of the clothing that she wears up on that tight frame. All game, no shame, baby came here to play. I feel like an addict cause she's sex, drugs, cocaine.